Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 450.5, down 2 on the open. July 455, down 3.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 354.5, down 0.5 on the open. July, 367.75, down 0.5. September, 379.5, unchanged. December, 395.5, down 0.5. March, 409.5, down 3 on the open. May corn opened at 241, up 1.75 on the open. July, 253, up 2.25. September, 262.5, up 2. December, 273.75, up 1.5. March, 282.25, up 1.5 on the open. May oats opened at 171.5, unchanged on the open. July, 176.5, down 1.25. May soybeans opened at 575.5, unchanged on the open. July, 589.75, unchanged. August, 594, down 1.25. September, $6.5, up 0.25. November, 609, down 3/4. January, 616.5, unchanged. March, 622, down 2 on the open. May soybean meal open at 177.80, up 10 on the open. July, 178, down 30. May soybean oil open at 23.36, up 11 on the open. July, 23.90, up 19. At the Merck, April feeder cattle opened at 103.70, down 2.5 on the open. May, 104.25, up 15. August, 105.25, down 17.5 on the open. April live cattle opened at 82.40, down 22.5 on the open. June, 75.60, up 7.5. May lean hogs open at 63.70, up 5 on the open. June, 64.92.5, up 20. July, 66.20, up 30. August, 65.10, up 12.5 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 77.90, up 50 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. We had about 0.4 inch of rain here in Oakland last night, and also there's a free panel outlook meeting tonight at the Coles County Farm Bureau at 7 p.m., and hopefully some of the Coles County farmers can be there. They had a nice, probably half to an inch of rain in Coles County last night. So,
Is there any planting going on in your neck of the woods yet?
Basically, from Ashmore South, there was some planting, and also there's some good planting at Farina and Wayne City, Illinois. So that's about as close as we saw it. But Ashmore, there was some planting at Casey and also further south.
Well, I want to spend some time this morning, Paul, talking about these outside markets, particularly the crude oil, the silver, and the gold. They are just red hot to the upside, and I'm wondering how much more upside potential do you think they might have in the next 30 days?
Well, when we go to our favorite futures prognosticator, Glenn Ring, he's basically talking about silver going up into the 15 to 1525 area. Gold could go to the 725 area. Actually, oil stocks actually increase. So, you know, there's definitely some definite business going on in this $70-plus area on crude oil. Our general impression is that some of this is inflationary. We do know that some of the metals market is definitely correlated to the booming economy in India and also China. We know that the Indian diamond industry is expanding at a terrific pace. They use a lot of gold and silver in putting diamonds in mounts, and that's created a tremendous boom in the Indian economy. We know that the Pacific Rim people are starting to enjoy the custom of wearing a nice diamond ring at their wedding time frame. So there is a booming economy in the world, and that's also creating this tremendous energy boom. We know that this energy boom is creating a new wealth called ethanol. The topic of conversation, of course, in most country elevators in the Midwest is turning corn into ethanol and selling it into the high-priced energy market. So the outside markets are definitely alive and well and being watched very closely in the financial world.
So what does that translate into with the prices you mentioned in the gold and silver, Glenn Ring's estimates, to the potential for December corn to push above its 275 contract high?
Well, you know, each commodity, I'm a firm believer, stands on its own. But this new deal of weather problems as far as getting the corn planted has been a market factor. And, of course, we know that in these new ethanol plants, the conversation is 2.8 gallons of ethanol for every bushel of corn. And, you know, we are definitely over that 2 billion bushel mark as far as turning energy into from corn into energy this coming year, 2.1 billion bushels. And in, you know, a year from now, it'll even be larger than that. The big factor, of course, in the corn is the carryover this year of 2.3 billion bushels. And a year from now, you know, close to 1.5 billion bushels. And that's what's keeping the corn market alive and well at this time.
Of course, May corn yesterday had an inside day. We have first day notice on the 28th, options expiring on the 21st. Essentially, have you begun to turn your attention to July? It's on the top step now, too.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are watching corn, the very wide corn basis in the Midwest and the large carryover. You know, I think most people are watching the December corn contract because it's the biggest unknown factor with weather, planted acreage, and also demand. And, you know, demand's not only ethanol, but exports, feed, and, of course, energy. So those are the major factors that we're looking at in the corn market.
Turn our attention to soybeans, where yesterday the NOVS almost got back up to its 100-day moving average, but not quite. If you draw a long-term trend line from January 4th, the trend would still be down in the soybeans. We're turning sideways, though, at least in the last several sessions. How are you viewing the next 30 days?
Well, you know, the one thing that's kept the soybean market basically thumping, so to speak, is the long corn, short soybeans, long wheat, short soybeans, the energy factor with soybean oil, soy diesel type of conversation. It's interesting to note that with this wet weather, high energy cost to plant an acre of corn, we do think that the bean acreage is still going to be rather robust. The carryovers in the world are still going to be very robust. We do know the president of China, a very big buyer of U.S. soybeans, is in the United States. I understand he was at the Gates Mansion last night, probably talking about Microsoft and the new technology there. But I'm sure that the soybean market has still got a major problem as far as too much supply. But the thing that's so exciting about the soybean market is the China demand and also turning soybean oil into energy.
I have about another 30 seconds left. Just a quick question in the wheat market. With the wide swings that we're seeing, are we seeing a top being put in place here?
Well, it's depending. The final verdict is coming in rather close. There's irreparable damage has taken place in the wheat market. There's damage out there in the western areas. The private weather forecasters from map to map are showing extreme change. There is some chances of some pretty good rainfall in the wheat country, and that's the reason why the market has been a little weaker here today. But any change in the weather forecast, and you can see that wheat market basically, take notice and watch the weather.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
A quick look at the lead options in Kansas City. May wheat 444 and a half down 8. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade 351 down 4. May corn 239 and a half up a quarter. May soybeans 373 down 2 and a half. May soybean oil 175.90 down 180. You're listening to WILL Urbana. It's 10 o'clock.